start your time.
School's out! Up yours, Krabappel!
Well, I'm glad the rest of you remembered that summer vacation starts at the end of the day, not the beginning.
Here you go, ma'am.
Quick work. How'd you know he was going to run?
We've got someone on the inside.
Welcome to Put an H Minisodes.
I don't know why I feel the need to add a little extra soundbite after those.
I don't know. Anyway.
Anyway.
Red lorry, yellow lorry. Today's topic that we're going to be covering is, Andy,
school.
Well, you don't say it like that, mate.
School.
Yeah, school. Much better. So schools is the topic we're going to be talking about today. So
we're going to be talking about The Simpsons, Springfield Elementary. We're going to be tying it in with our own exploits.
You want to kick us off with any particular fond school episodes?
I got a couple.
Okay. Hit me with one.
I'll start with the more heartfelt one. Get that out of the way. Lisa's Substitute.
A great episode.
Mr. Bergstrom, is that his name?
Mr. Boogerstrom, yes.
Was that Dustin Hoffman?
It was Dustin Hoffman.
Isn't that mad?
But it was that. He didn't put his name on it.
One of those Michael Jackson jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's in the Itchy and Scratchy movie.
I'm so sorry. It was that Fulfill Bar from last week.
Definitely not 40 minutes
Definitely
ago.
Definitely not just a second ago.
Yes. But it was that Itchy and Scratchy, the movie episode, where it was like, in the movie, they're like, oh, all the guest stars they had, Michael Jackson, Dustin Hoffman, they didn't use their real names, but you could tell it was their voices. And I was like,
I didn't get that at all. I can't believe it.
We covered that last year.
Did we say that, though?
Yeah.
Like Dustin Hoffman?
Yeah.
Zero memory. But I actually quite liked that episode. It was quite, I'm finding these... Like, even when I played that clip back from the last minisode of Bart in France.
Yeah.
And I was like, even though, like, you know, there's a lot of just noise and so, I still just like the whole...
It was good.
I
remember actually, like, being sad watching that as younger.
Like, it does pull on the heartstrings a lot more those first few seasons. But this was another one that he leaves with a note, you are Lisa Simpson, which I thought was very...
A meme-worthy note scene, if there ever was.
It's been used for memes across the world. Yeah. But it got me thinking, Terry.
Yeah.
About
great voice performance. What happened to him? He used to be amazing.
Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
Why isn't he still amazing?
What was the last thing you saw him in that was good?
I Heart Huckabees.
That was like 2004.
I class anything after
Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium.
Yeah, oh boy. Yeah. Well, I don't even. It's not like he's had flops. I just haven't seen him, or has he?
I tell you, he was good in. The Meyerowitz stories on Netflix. Adam Sandler, Ben Stiller, Dustin Hoffman. How have I never heard of this? It's on there, man.
Is it good?
I really like it, but it's more akin...
That's a no, then.
I
liked it.
No, it's not like Adam Sandler being Happy Gilmore, and it's not Ben Stiller being Tony
even
Perkins.
Even better.
Well, then, yeah, go for it. I think it's really good.
Okay.
Really enjoyed it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Adam Sandler's playing that sort of bottled up rage, and their brothers.
Like Punch Drunk Love.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
And their brothers and.
Rain Over Me.
Shut up with that Rain
great
Over
movie.
Me.
Great movie. Like, it's good.
No, it's not.
It's good.
No, it's not great. It's gone from great. It's good. It's okay.
Okay, it's terrible. Got Me Into the River by Bruce Springsteen, though, so for that alone.
Okay, yeah. Dustin Hoffman plays their father in it.
Oh, right. I will watch that. Well,
that's good.
Well, I will.
It's on Netflix.
If I come across it and the mood should strike me,
it's on. It's a dramedy.
Oh. Well.
So, make of that what you will. Anyway.
Sorry, let me ask you, though.
Cut right across.
You did. But it got me thinking then about, I was looking at sort of old Simpsons episodes. I was like, did we ever really have substitute teacher? I'll tell you what strikes me about like a substitute. We had one substitute teacher in. Thank you, Jenny. In first year, do you remember Miss Ryan?
I was not in that class. I remember hearing of her. Blonde, the bombshell.
Same. The same. But you know
dangerous
what?
Dangerous concoction for a bunch of 13-year-olds.
But there was like that constant thing of like, anyone under 30.
Any
like,
female
she's
teacher.
Unbelievable. Are you sure? It's just that she's not a 65-year-old man. Yeah. And it's just, you know, like that's the only appeal. It was like, and,
like anyone, they'd be wearing, thinking of it now, like unflattering trousers.
Yeah.
And like they're bent over. But you're like, no, hold on. Jesus, look at that ass.
Class of fucking animals.
Yeah, like literally just like bubbling in our seat. Like,
please don't ask me to come to the board.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of that. Like,
just the whole time from second year to sixth year. Like, don't make me stand up
unannounced.
What am I
doing my like unwanted boner that like for some reason
it would just
happening.
Like, it would just happen. It yeah. wouldn't be related. You're
not
just
even thinking
there,
about it.
And you're like, oh fuck. It's like, up to the board next for me. Yeah. Andrew Cantwell.
Let's see who the power was. Andrew Cantwell up to the board.
I always liked in school when like the teacher be like someone would be reading out loud and they'd go real quickly. You'd see you're not paying attention. Like, continue on for me, Terry Toner. Like, you weren't paying attention, were you?
But it was always the best when
you could just keep going.
You're like, I got you motherfucker. Yeah. Like,
Try
how you like me now. Yeah. Like shooting up them.
Was Figsy Colligan a substitute at the start? Or is he just the hip
was,
young PE teacher on a permanent deal?
He was
a
PE teacher and then...
Irish. He taught us Irish.
Yeah, and I heard a friend of the show, Brian Arnold, I think there was a whole blow up at him because I remember one day he always had a short temper anyway.
He did.
He had a short fuse.
Couldn't control the kids.
No, because he was so young.
Yeah, he was very young.
I tell you, when he came over to the shop or whatever, when we were working there, like, he's such
lovely
a
guy.
Yeah, such
I
a
know.
Nice guy.
We were like, just such pricks as kids.
But
like,
I only had him as the PE teacher, so I never had him as any other.
I remember he was in the two specific memories I have of him. And this is probably going to be a lot of inside baseball, I should say.
It's funny. Yeah.
I remember he gave Anto Walsh some like penalty sheets, and like his hand was shaking giving Anto the penalty sheets. And Anto took him off and started shaking and all, and everyone just went mad.
Fucking Walshy, like
the wind up. But I remember like he was an Irish teacher, and he obviously at one stage there was a poem called Knee Lane Knee.
I remember you talking about this before,
and he was like.
Maybe on our previous podcast.
Probably was. Yeah. But it was, I think he was obviously too, like, he wasn't able, it was a poem about, like, two gay men or something like that. And he changed it so it was, like, about a guy and a girl. But clearly, like we didn't know the difference because we didn't know Irish. But, like,
no clearly, kid.
But then I guess his conscience was at him for a few weeks that he was like, I've taught these kids the wrong, like, pronoun or something, like, that doesn't mean he, I mean she, or something like that. And then he came clean, like, a few weeks later. He's like, lads, listen, a few weeks ago we did that poem, and he's like, no, I don't want to hear any laughing. He's like, it's about two lads. He's like, he's a homosexual, lads. And just that line, everyone's just like, for some reason, it's the funniest thing ever. Just giving substitute teachers such a hard time.
I always remember, and it really depended on, like, my homeroom. For those of you who actually, like, aren't from Ireland or whatever, in our secondary school, you would have, like, you know, your core class. What do they call it? Your home... it wasn't homeroom, whatever. You know, they'd be
core
like...
class.
Be like A, B, C, D in secondary school.
Oh, yes.
Or whatever it was. 1 A, B, D.
Yeah.
And
they actually graded you by...
No, but that was primary school. Remember, it was just 1A1, 1A2, 1A3, 1A4.
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, say I was in 1A1.
Yeah.
But then you'd be moved around if you went to go for, like, business. You'd go into a different room.
You know?
So you always had your core.
Yes.
So it was always... I don't know. Could it be either be better or worse? Because when you had a substitute, when you're with, a bunch of lads that you spend the most of your time with, these are all more comfortable with one another.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're all in it together that we're going to take the piss out of it. And like, you almost be like, you're going to run amok with this person.
Yeah.
And like,
They're not even like a person.
Yeah.
They're just a tool for us to make jokes.
Yeah, it's like free class. Yeah. Essentially, like, or, you know, like, that sort of, you're just going to run amok, like throwing shit all over the place.
Yeah, man, but go on, yeah.
If you went, I remember being in like, other classes. Like, so, like, you have to go into, like, say, science or whatever like that. Like, and it'd be like, and say there was more bad kids in that class, then it'd be, like, almost infinitely worse, because you'd be like, oh, I feel a bit bad. Yeah. Like, I don't, like, know. And it's like, they're like, fuck, I remember they had, what was her name? Was it Miss Byrne or something? But it was like, lads, like, balling up elastic bands, like, really big, hard ball, and, like, fucking around the room. Yeah. I remember at one point, like, they whacked her with it, and there was a whole big inquest into it. Like, she's an old, she's, like, 65 or...
Oh, Miss Byrne, the French teacher.
I think she might have been Irish. I don't know, maybe, like, she had glasses and kind of looked like a beaver. Like, but it was just, like... She was like, that was Miss Halpin you're thinking of.
Yes. Yeah,
with the sideburns.
I think. No. There was some other really old one, like Magma, everyone used to always say.
What is it?
Everyone used to always go, Magma, or something. I can't remember what it was.
Miss Nugent. You're not thinking of Miss Nugent.
No, it was like, it was the Dr. Evil. Austin Powers is big at the time. But I don't know. She had a way of talking, and it sounded like when Dr. Evil said, Magma. And everyone used to always just shout that in class. Like, it's not funny at all. It's so not funny. Like,
But I guess, looking back on it, like, I would love to be able to be like, to, like, if I had a time machine and it was like, I'm back in my school and the substitute teacher, like, I kick the door in and be like, listen, you little punks.
It's like, this is one teacher you're not going to screw with.
It's like, she's coming in now, so you better be fucking nice to her.
Yeah. Like, just close the door. It's like, I'll just take me 2 minutes with them. Just close the door. Yeah. All right, you little shits. I remember, like, God help any teacher who had, like, the after big lunch, first class after big lunch, because it'd be like, we'd be fresh from the shop, so people would buy a lot, like,
sugar,
loads of sugar. I remember in one of our classes, it would be like someone would buy those, like, sticky eyes from that twisty, you know, thing, or a big bouncy ball, and it would be literally like the teacher would be writing something on the board. Someone would stand up and just mill a ball, and just be like, like, all over the class, and everyone's just sitting there. The teacher turns around, and it's just that sort of, like, just hijinks.
To that end, I remember, and it was somebody put. It wasn't a used condom, but it was
an
open, like, they taken it out of
a packet and threw it on the desk or something.
They put it in his pencil case, and it was when he came back from lunch. They put it in a
kid's pencil case.
Lorcan McGrath's pencil case. Lorco, if you're listening.
I'm not surprised.
No, they put it in his pencil case.
Excuse me.
So, and he came in, he's like, oh, what the fuck? And, like, threw it on the floor, and it was Miss Darcy. Maybe Miss Darcy, is that not the French teacher you're thinking of?
No, I never had her.
Crazy.
I know.
Anyway, I hope you're not listening, but she went ballistic.
I remember there was a big thing. She even from a different class.
Everybody was called,
like, a sexual harassment.
Yeah, that's
sort
the
of
thing. Like, she went fucking mental, and everybody was called down to the office or whatever. And you're just like, I was like, I didn't, you know, you don't know. You just saw. I mean, I knew who did it.
Yeah.
But I wasn't gonna rat.
You're not gonna be a snitch.
I wasn't gonna, like,
Stooley,
fucking
the
go
canary,
the dicey. Tell us everything you know. That was our principal.
He had this like teenage. He sounded like the teenage guy from The Simpsons. Like, like, if I had a girlfriend, she'd kill me. Like, he kind of sounded like that, but he was 55.
he seemed older. He seemed like perennially 70. Like, you know.
I don't know. And our vice principal, Dahi,
great big bushy beard.
If you've ever seen Goldeneye, he was at the start of. Remember
the guy? I can't breathe.
That was him. That were him. That was the inside joke of that. But I remember. I mean, like,
I tell you, one of the other episodes of The Simpsons.
Yes,
I liked. That revolves around the school.
Yes.
Was with Skinner and Krabappel
getting it on.
The sex cauldron.
The grade school confidential.
Yes, absolutely. And it always had me thinking about, like, the rumors that we would start about, like, you know.
The Campion.
Oh, Campion. I was going to say.
Remember him and.
He ended up getting married and having kids with her and stuff. Like, Bartley.
Was it Bartley? Was that her name?
Yeah. The brownie redhead.
I didn't know. Never had her.
Way out of his league.
Yeah, I remember thinking that at the time, though. Yeah.
Sorry, Campo.
Sorry, Campo.
Yeah. Very nice guy, I'd say, as an adult.
Yeah, but the problem with him was, like.
Tell me.
I had him for maths, I think, in first year.
Science in first year.
And, like, but you'd ask him a question. You'd be scared to ask him a question because he'd be like, sir, why is it that whatever heat makes blah blah blah? And he's like, that's a good question. Find the answer for me, and I'll ask you again tomorrow. Like, fuck's sake! Like, I'm just asking a question. Now I've got an essay to write. Like, punishing you for answering. Like, good question. Find it out for me tomorrow.
That's good teaching, though. Come on,
is it?
Like, yeah.
You tell me the answer. That's teaching.
No,
I ask you a question, punk, and you tell me the answer.
That's not how it works.
Good question. Find the answer. Like, I don't care. Oh, I'll do that instead of playing with my friends. I'll go research some chemical equation.
Why did you ask the question?
Well, this is before I copped on. I was like, well, I'm just not going to answer. I just don't know this part of science then. Because I'm not asking that. I'm not giving myself extra homework tonight.
I remember we were like, I was talking about Hughie Carroll.
I'm getting giddy now. I'm sorry,
everyone. He was our English teacher. I think he did geography.
And religion.
Well. Oh, and religion, of course.
Can you, American listeners, do you have religion as a topic in school?
I don't think. I think it's church and state, like, whereas we're very much.
Joni has religion now in her school still.
Shite, like.
She still has some big.
Absolute bollocks.
It's ridiculous.
We're talking about educate together at school rather than.
I'd probably recommend that, to be honest.
Fucking
straight away, Johnny has four books. She's a maths book, an English book, an Irish book, and a religion book.
Fuck off.
Picture of Jesus on the front of it. Like.
Shouldn't even be teaching Irish.
The fact that we even have to give them a baptism cert, as a leg up on the competition to get into
the school.
That's
bollocks. That's why we're
I mean, we had one, so I gave it to her. But you
had to do that.
I got her baptized
because
for the school.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's fucking bollocks.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Stupid church. Anyway. But I remember one time, because they had a state-of-the-art gym built.
Oh, yeah.
And the teachers, once a week, would go and play football in it at lunchtime, and then they'd come back in, and you'd, even after the shower, you'd see them being like sweaty or whatever.
I don't remember this.
They'd have their like lads football game, five aside, in the gym. But I remember Hugh Carroll coming back and after lunch, like you say, a bit giddy we would be, and there was this lad in our school, Philip Byrne was his name. He kind of looked like what Bart looked like when he glued all that stuff to his face. Minus the big beak, but like those, the teeth and the eyes, like
it's true.
Yeah. Oh, God. But that, because this is the crux of the joke, essentially. And
yeah, we need to get that point across.
Yeah, because
for this.
Because at Philly, Huey is the teacher, and Philly was like, "You're awful sweaty there, sir. We out chasing Miss O'Connor during lunch," and we all like were like, "Ah, ha, ha," you know, laughing. And he kind of just looked at him and, like, without missing a beat, stuck his front teeth out over his lip.
Didn't even respond, just made that face.
And then we all were like, like, we all
you would lose
exploded.
It, like.
We were like,
I can't believe it.
And then he's like, I know, lads, come on now. No,
he knew himself. Yeah, that was too much.
Like, I was like, can he do that?
He probably would have hoped that would have gone almost unnoticed.
Yeah. That's just for him. It's just like, fuck you. Like, you know, like, don't be annoying me. Yeah. And it was just, it'd be like a teacher calling somebody fat or something like that. Like, it's something like you shouldn't be doing. But at the same time.
I just remember when I started in first year, like, I had in our class, like, a few lads. Do you remember Chris Blunny?
Yeah. He was a year older.
I think he might have stayed back or something like that. I remember, like, we went from primary school where it's just whatever the teacher said you did as far as it was in my class. I was in the A.
I was in the B.
And can you believe they actually did that, though?
Not leave my hand.
Right in that meaty part of the curve. They actually used to just grade you, like, in primary school, like, the A class, the B class, the C class, and the dunce class. Am I right?
I guess, it's kind of hard because, like, would you reckon, like, the lads in the D would have distracted you from your learning? Or do you think...
In the D
if they put, like, five of the D in your class.
Five of them, maybe not. Depends on what five.
Yeah.
But no, like, the D's... I remember even thinking,
wild
like...
list going in there on the, when...
On a free, the teacher's not there. I remember specifically, like, we'd... Because you'd sort of sit around the edge of the class.
It would be worse if it was, like, say you're fourth class and you got sent to the D sixth class. The older boys. And
someone's
like,
coming out of there in a body bag.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, just stay at the edge and like, hang on to your bag and everything. Like, don't make eye contact.
Get out of here. I'll totally make it worth your while.
Exactly. Like,
I remember we were sitting there and they had a test or something. And some of the lads were bragging that, like, oh, we've got the A's here helping us out and all this. Oh, he's fucking. And all this. So they were like, yeah, specs or whatever. Like, yeah, what's the answer? You know, to whatever.
Is that you? Specs?
Specatron. Yeah. Yeah.
Spectrum. Great.
Unbelievable. Yeah. But yeah, I remember actually this, like, having glasses does give you the impression of being smarter, I guess.
Yeah.
But like, I always remember that time when I was in McDonald's, I think I said it to you before.
Got mugged.
Yeah, no, that was another time.
All right.
But there was one, I was in there and there was a group of lads and I could hear one guy just for ages going, here, you, hey, you with the glasses, yeah, you, hello, and all this, and like for ages, I was like, I'm not turning around. And I was like, oh, as I turned around, and then I was like, yeah. He just put his rings around his eyes. He's like, hello, like this. And everyone laughed.
But I will
In
say,
hindsight, that is actually funny.
You know what, though? I got to admire him for his dedication.
He
to
kept
the bit.
Going with
yeah,
it. Like
100%. Like, he wasn't giving up on it.
Speaking of The Simpsons, Terry.
Yes, we went out. Yeah.
If I may. Well, I was thinking of the Bart Gets an F episode.
Oh yes.
Which is that the one now, if I'm unless I'm confusing them, where there's like a big snow day.
Yeah, and like he basically it's like he'll be held behind if he doesn't pass his next test. He prays for a snow day.
Yeah.
And then it comes and he has to spend the day studying or whatever like that. Like, was very good. That was like season 2 or 3, like, and
I was very harsh on those
seasons. Yeah, because that's a really good episode.
Yeah, it was good.
Like, it's sort of the relationship between Bart and Miss Krabappel is built up in it.
I passed. I got a D-. I passed. Alright.
Just the teacher.
Oh yeah, but they never really closed their school for that many. I mean, it's not the same as in America. But remember one time in school where they closed for a week because the heaters weren't working. What a dream that was! It's like what? Like we wouldn't have noticed if the heaters were. I wouldn't have noticed if the heaters weren't working. But it was just like, oh great! Like we're off for a week.
I'm trying to think. Like, not much. What was that noise?
That was the chair. All
right. Better
it was.
Not much in secondary school, anyway. That it was like, was there ever a snow day?
There might have been.
Probably
one.
when we were out of school.
I remember there was a bomb threat. Remember?
Yes, I do.
It was the greatest day.
We spent out in the yard. Afternoon up in the field. Yeah,
and we were about to go in. It's like stay in the field, like whatever. We're like what, like. And then it was just being passed around, like, they're telling us to stay here, like, we don't have to go back. It's like, what? And there was some bomb squad. Because there was some, I've placed a bomb in a school in Dublin. It's the beginning with, from A to M or something like that.
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
It was like that. Like, and so they obviously, we had to stay there while a bomb squad came in and
tried. But then there was, rumors of, I heard Leechy called in the bomb today or whatever.
Highly likely.
Yeah, you know, that sort of stuff was going on. What did you spend your afternoon doing, can you remember, while you were
playing
D&D?
Wrestling.
We were wrestling.
Yeah.
The height of wrestling that was.
Yeah, right. That was like 98. Like,
yeah. It's like DX. Austin running wild.
Austin Vince, and DX.
Giving Colin Maloney a DDT and like.
Breaking his neck.
Close. You could feel the thud of his head on the.
We went, especially at the locker, so you get those big science books and pretend like they're chair shots. Yeah. You'd be full on just whacking someone.
Here's one better.
Yeah.
We had folding metal chairs in my house. Don't ask me why. We had them there. I remember one time Brian messing, but actually craning me over the head with the steel chair.
You'd just be going mental at each other. Like.
So much energy. You at that age.
You're just getting it out.
What are we doing?
Always used to be like the Shane O'Mac of the group in that There'd be a group of people like beating up someone like jokey but actually beating them up. Yeah. And I'd always just come in and just put in a few foots and then run away. So
The fact that you call them foots as well, as opposed to stomps.
Putting the foots in
whatever, kicks or whatever like that. I give them a few foots and then run off.
I'm only hearing it now, realizing that that's what I've been calling it all this time. Putting the foots in.
Yeah. You say even like a few boots. Putting the boots
in. Seems harsh. I put the foot in. I was more of like a rock, like shaking of the foot. And fell out of my chair.
What are you doing over there?
I don't know. I'm losing the plot here.
I did like, as well, I think we're going to cover it next season when the PTA disbands.
PTA is disbanded.
And we kind of had something similar. Like, first of all, it's a fantastic episode of The Simpsons.
Let's see if we can't put an end to this strike first, huh? Mrs. Kerbopo, why don't you begin?
Boo!
Oh, boo yourself. Our demands are simple. A small cost of living increase and some better equipment and supplies for your children.
Oh, that's reasonable. Give it to them.
Yeah, in a dream world, we have a very tight budget to do what she's asking. We'd have to raise taxes.
Raise! Way too high as they are. Taxes are bad.
It's your children's future.
Oh, yeah, that's children, right. Children are important.
It'll cost you.
Go to taxes. Raise taxes.
Come on.
All right, that's a good point. The finger thing means the taxes.
Well, I guess this is a case where we'll have to agree to disagree.
I don't agree to that.
Neither do I.
Oh, this is a deli of a pickle.
And, you know, Bart gets all the time off
school. The whole thing of Edna and Skinner where he's like, oh, the taxes. The finger thing means the taxes.
Like Bart flying the kite at night. Something so unnerving. I was like, hello, mother.
That is so funny.
But like, I remember there was a couple of days when we had time off because there was the teacher strike was on. I remember that.
That was great.
But I remember the students went on strike then. Remember the students went on strike?
No.
Oh, come on, Andrew. We went on strike one afternoon, like, because the teachers went on strike, then the students went on strike. And it was like an allowed thing. They, like, one Friday afternoon.
It was an allowed thing?
Like, they were just like, okay, yeah. And then it was like,
they probably didn't care. They were like, great.
But then the next Monday, it was like, we're going on strike again. Because it was the whole thing. So we all marched out the front, and then a bunch of them, he was like, okay. He's like, if you have permission from your parents to go on, this is Dahi. He was like, if you have permission from your parents to go on strike, that's fine or whatever like that. Like,
yeah.
And I was like, rang my mom, whatever. I was like, I'm going on strike. She's like, yeah, fine.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, you know, is everybody going on strike? Yeah. So we went on strike that afternoon again, and I remember, and Brian was like, here's what you do: just unplug your phone. So when, because he's like, he's probably gonna ring. So it's like, I plugged the phone back when like nobody had mobiles really or whatever.
It was only around second year people started getting phones, I remember.
Even then, like, I think I had, but like your parents didn't have,
it was
like,
just 1 year. I remember second year coming in after Christmas and loads of people, half the class had phones. But like, what the hell?
Like, even the school wouldn't have like your parents' mobile number.
No.
They would have the house phone.
Yeah.
So I remember like plugging the house phone back in at like 6:30. I remember as soon as I plugged it in, it started ringing. And I was like, oh, fuck. And it was dying. He's like, can I speak to Mrs. Toner, please? Like,
no way. Like,
mom. And she was, and I told her, you know, all this, whatever. And she's like, okay, yeah. And I was like, suspended for 2 days. Dog, I got to play. 2 days suspension.
You were suspended?
Yeah.
No way.
And Arnold, who I'd been on strike with, didn't get suspended. Because
he was the lead in the upcoming school play. He couldn't lose their front man. Brian got the lead. The joke here is Brian got the lead every year.
In primary school, it was child actor Brian extraordinary.
George Washington will be played by Ralph Wiggum.
What? This is a travesty. Everyone knows I'm the best actor in this ridiculous school.
Sit down, Rex.
I will not sit down. Someone's gotten to you, you deceitful cow.
No, because somebody in his class knew he'd gone on strike, and they marked. You know they used to do like the absence.
Yeah.
So you do one in the morning, one in the afternoon. McGovern, good friend. He wrote Brian's name as like, didn't mark him down as absent. Some fucking wanker in my class obviously marked me as absent. But I remember like, even if it was like getting like written permission off the parents, the lads that brought that into him, he still suspended them.
Oh.
He's a fucking sneaky bollocks.
Snake in the grass. See, I didn't.
2 days suspension.
I obviously just came in. I just kept my head down and you know, got the work done. You know what I mean?
Doormat. Like, little worm over there in the corner.
Terry Lewis. The funny thing is, as well, we probably talked about it as well, is that like we weren't friends in school.
No,
we
were in the same. I actively disliked you.
Yeah, we had this disdain for each other. Like, I think if we tried, if we would have even tried to be in the same circle, we wouldn't have liked each other.
Well, I didn't like your friends at the time. Yeah. Like, I didn't.
I didn't particularly dislike your friends, but.
Like, but the
I didn't particularly care for them either.
A lot of the people I hung around with were like my actual friends.
Yeah.
Were like, it was like Brian, and then it was like Richie, yeah, and like lads that I hung around with in Marino rather than people in school. Like, I was thinking back, and I was like, only when I went into fifth year that, like, because I'd been friends with like Pilo and Emmett Sanford,
yeah,
and those lads in first year because we'd been friends in sixth and fifth class. So it was like only when fifth year came around and I was kind of back in classes with them that it was like, oh, like, these are the guys I used to hang around with, like, in first year. Hadn't been hanging around with them the last two. Like, I was hanging around with people in my class, but they're like,
yeah,
they're not, they weren't really, like, I'm not in touch with any of them anymore, like, you know?
I'm trying to think, am I in touch with that many people from my school?
Not, you were for a while, though. In your early 20s, like, yeah, you say, like, you know.
Now, but I'm not really in touch with anybody.
You didn't come see Bob Dylan because you had to go to
fucking 21st or something.
Yeah. One of your mates from school's girlfriend's 21st.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. Apparently, I didn't miss much, though.
But still, Andy.
I know. It's the principle.
The day out. Like,
we didn't. Like, it was only when we started working together, like, a year after leaving school.
Yeah. And I always.
And I seen you on the roster. I was like, Terry Toner. Like, not the same Terry Toner from high school.
How many Terry Toners could there possibly be? But I always say, it was the way the desks worked. I'd come in and I'd be sitting freight in French class, which was in like your
core class. Yeah, yeah.
And you'd be sitting there after it was 11 o'clock was the class, so it'd be 10:30 is little break. And you'd be sitting there on Nevy's desk, sitting on his desk, staring back that way, chatting to him. And it'd be like, the whole class has changed. And you're the only one there. I'm like, this fucking moron. Every
long
class.
Hair, yeah, like, greasy long hair.
Every class. I'm like, get the hell out of here.
Was I where you were going to be sitting?
No, but you were sitting like on Nevy's desk, like chatting to him. Because Nevy always sat beside me. Nevy and Crawford were like beside me.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And it was just like, I'd be like, get this guy out of here. Like, the class is about to start.
I don't think said 2 words to each other in school.
Probably not. Like, I remember you fought Brian in primary
school.
Before
my mom drove by and broke it up.
Great. Brian was a scary child.
See, the thing, I remember that escalating so quickly. Yeah. And it was like, we were like 10.
Yeah.
Like,
it was summer adventure, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I remember that it was like...
Summer adventure is a summer camp that was held in the school.
Basically.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like... I remember it was just a nothing thing. He said something, slagging, and I said, like, oh, shut up, Ryan, I'll back to you, or something like that. It's just like a throw, you know, like you just say, oh, shut up, you. Yeah, yeah. I just chose that one instead. And he'd be like, come on then, after school.
But it was like,
or something like that. I was like, okay.
He said it, and then it was just like,
it was the talk
like,
of everything.
There's a fight, Brian's fighting. I don't think he particularly wanted
to. I definitely didn't want it.
But then it was like, when you get into the whole thing.
Then it felt like 1,000 people were around in a circle.
And like him, like, saying, like,
I'll give me the first go. Yeah, a 10-year-old. I'll give me the first go.
sticking his neck towards it. Like, thinking back on it, I'm like, that is, like, scary. Yeah.
And then, when my mom...
He hit you a few...
Yeah, he did. Like, and my mom even remembers the story. And she's like, and I shouted out. She's like, stop, like, Andy. And then you turned to look at me. And then he started hitting you in the head. I was like, oh, no. Because she said she went to pick me up. And she's like, he's got to fight Brian Arnold in the park. Like, what?
But then I remember it was just like, it was like, there's Campbell's ma circling the green.
It's like,
everybody just like scatter. Like,
it was ridiculous. And I think it made me last about 10 seconds.
No.
Like, no one dropped or anything like that.
So I remember made sure that I had, you know, when you finish a summer adventure, you got like a can of Coke and a pack Mars of Chris or whatever. Yeah. I was like, I was holding them for Brian. Like, I was his corner man. Like,
yeah, get him, Brian.
It's like, remember now, work the body. He's like, he's going to try getting inside you here. Don't let him. Don't let him get in there. Don't let up, all right?
I had the Homer Simpson technique of just like let him take punch himself out. But yeah, it was only when we started working together then we actually sort of
Well, it was weird. I remember the first day we were working together, it was a Paddy's day.
I think we got on straight away from but when we started working. But it
was just like, yeah, well, there was the
infamous... No, I certainly thought so.
There is the infamous... You said something and I said I'd put you in an oven.
This annoys me still. He got such a good reaction from this. What a nothing joke. He's like, well, shut up, I'll put you in that oven. And then like Jim and I think one other person was like, dah! I was like, you so didn't deserve that reaction at all. Chuffling himself.
Yeah, of course it was.
This hot new guy coming in taking my turf.
But I remember it was like me and you were like the only ones in the shop on Paddy's Day morning.
Yeah.
And I somehow we started talking about, I think Elton John was on the radio, and I was like start talking about like Family Guy when Stewie was doing that like Rocket Man.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, and then it was just like kind of,
oh, we like the same thing.
Yeah. Exactly that. I was like, oh, you like pop culture?
So
you
this is what it's like when doves cry.
Any more eps?
No, I mean, well, I was going to talk about the secret war of Lisa Simpson when she sort of goes to summer school. And I was like, but we kind of covered our own summer venture in that. So I remember, but speaking of that summer venture, I absolutely, the indoor football in summer venture was great. The one. You had that sponge ball that you could absolutely lash. And it was proper competitive. Like
I remember, you know, the outdoor one.
Yeah.
And it was like, you get assigned to team, you know, it was always a make. And the great thing about summer venture was you'd actually like, with people you would never hang out with normally.
Yeah.
You get sort of, you're on your camaraderie with them.
Like, orienteering you used to do. They just send you off in Fairview Park. By yourself. Going looking for treasure.
But like I remember like being on like, it was like me, it was like football, but like two of our players got kicked out of the summer venture for like breaking a window or something like that. So it was like me, like William O'Neill, Brian Quinn. So we're like, three of us. It was like five aside or six aside, we've only got three players, so we'd always get like a couple of players to be like for our team. But I remember like we were like, oh, we're never gonna get anywhere. We got to the final. Ooh. We got to the final. I think we might have had Kevin Welsh on our team, if you remember.
Welshie? Yeah. High kicking Welsh. off. One teacher, he just like anytime he put his foot up past his waist in a football, he'd be like, he'd send him off, like Mr. Blackwell. He had the sign that said quiet please when everyone was talking. Like the oldest school Irish teacher, like he for sure beat the shit out of kids when he was younger. Yeah,
that was the weird thing. High-kicking Welsh. That school was like,
priests were teachers?
Yeah, and then it was like one of the
Father Dalton, remember him?
He wasn't a teacher.
No, but fucking Peter. Crypt keeper. Like, yeah, well, geez, he'd come in and we'd be like, ugh.
But one of the teachers got the sack from that school for making one of the students kneel on the floorboards for like 3 hours or 3.5 hours. Apparently he used to fucking beat the shit out of Brother McAllister. Kind of grey, beardy guy, whatever. Apparently he used to be like slapping them and stuff like that, like. But he made a student kneel on the floorboards. You know, it was like, it was no give, the hardwood floors. Yeah. And like for like 3.5 hours. I don't know, can't remember what, but Jesus. I was like, he was gone. Like, because your man's mom complained about how sore he was when he came home.
Good.
Yeah, fucking right. Like,
yeah, I remember that when we started. By the time we left, I think it was maybe school worry, but by the time we left, there wasn't that many priest teachers. But when we started in second class,
there was
a couple, there was three or four there.
There
still.
Was one left, I think Brother Walsh.
Yeah, the big guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I remember a couple of lads telling me that they met him when they were like 19 or 20, like Richie and Duffer. They met him in a park and he had like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he had like 6 cans.
No.
He's like, hello, boys. Like, want a beer? Kind of. Like, they were like, he's like sitting there and everyone's like,
you know what I always.
We're still in full garb. Like,
oh, really? Yeah. Is that even funnier? Like, because he had the full on like robe. Yeah. Like, but one thing that I was only telling Kerry about the other day was, like, remember, like, in it was in school where that, like, you weren't allowed to run in the yard
over the white line.
Yeah, if you this is now, I don't know if this is like in other schools, particularly, I don't, definitely not in America, probably, but like, you weren't allowed to run in the yard at recess or whatever at break. And if you were caught running, you'd have to, there's this white line drawn across the yard, you'd have to go and stand over there and just stand there,
not talk
and
to
not
anybody,
move. Don't talk to anyone else who's you'd over
get,
the white
you
line.
Would get, if you were over the white line and you were caught doing something,
the yellow boxes.
Oh, yes.
You don't want to get into the yellow boxes.
You get lines as well.
Yeah.
You get lines.
But then I was sent over the line once, I remember.
A few times, me.
Yeah, that's how you were. Yeah.
I just like to have fun. Like.
But then, like, I remember, like, if there'd be loads of people running, then it was Mr. Grainy.
Grainy
was,
would be, and he'd be on like, the perch.
First of all, he'd be like, get the bell. And everyone would be like, boo. And then he'd turn around, no.
This guy was,
and he'd be leaning perch like a gargoyle off the rails, like ding, 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 like breaks over 10 minutes early.
We used to say when he was on yard duty, it was like Baywatch, and he'd be like, like some people say, it's like I'll be there.
It was like, but the fact that he was like hanging out the rail and like ringing the bell.
He'd have the bell around his neck. Yeah, and be like.
Waiting to ring that bell.
Or do you remember when he had to, I don't know if you were in our class for like choir practice.
Yeah, I remember he specifically gave out to me. He stopped specifically because I had a piece of paper and I was rolling it up like this. He's like, I'm sorry to stop, brother, whatever, but there is a lad over there driving me spare. And I was like, oh, who is it? And he's like, he's crumpling his papers and he's not reading. I was like, oh, it's me. Because I never got in trouble. I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
I remember the worst case of that was when I was in sixth class and it was a teacher, Mr. Fitzsimons, and it was like, somebody who has been cheating. He's like,
let's call him Teeny Tommy.
He was like, and if he doesn't give himself up now, it'll be 20 lines. And I was like, could possibly
do that, me sleep.
No, well, I was like, it wasn't me. Like, he was saying I was copying the guys next to me, whatever. I was like, that wasn't me. And he was like, 50 lines. And I was like, Jesus, like, you want to
person of a bitch.
Yeah, he's like 75 lines. And it was like 100 lines. And I was like, who is this guy? Like, what is he? And he's like, oh, right, I'm going to name him and he's going to do 200 lines. And he's like, and that person is Jerry Toner. And I was like, and then all the lads are like slagging me like leechy. And then we're like, it's like 100 lines going once, twice, sold. And I was like,
there's nothing worse like in that in school. I remember
he said to me, he's like, and if he doesn't stop glaring up at me, I'm looking at you because you're the
talking
teacher.
To me.
Exactly. You're the teacher. I'm supposed to be looking when you're doing
glaring at
me. But like he pushed one of the students so far that he told him to like fuck off. Remember Niall Ryan?
No.
Speedster.
No.
He told him to fuck off, and then it was just like a whole big hullabaloo. All the lads were like, you're fucking good one, like, you did it.
But that's what I remember about coming in. Like, it was like a different world coming into first year in a new school. Yeah. Because it was, first of all, like I said, we just did what the teacher said in primary school, or, you know, I did. But, and then I remember we had like Chris Bunny, and I remember like, the teacher would say, like, do you know how many parents have complained about you disrupting the class? And he's like, no, they're not, you sap. And all this. And I remember thinking, like, like, oh my God.
He's
like,
dead.
He's been suspended 4 times before Christmas. I always remember that was a big thing. But, like, all these, I remember one Miss Nereen, she was like, she came over to me. I was just doing my work. She's like, get out of this class right now. I'm like, what? And then she's like, get it. And then I was like,
you're
I'm
in
standing
the
outside. I have a message from Terry Tone that says, if you ever sit on the desk in French class, no. But she's like, yeah, I was like, what the fuck am I out here for? I was standing out there, and then she came out and she's like, if I ever catch you humming like that in my class, I was like, but I wasn't humming. He's like, get back in. I was like, oh, that was so unjust. I was like, how do I write this wrong? Like,
just speaking on, because I was thinking about one of the other episodes I have on my list here, when Lisa gets an A, where she cheats.
Ooh.
Yeah, right?
I know where this is going. Yeah.
Which also, for a later season episode, I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah, what season was that?
That's like season 10 or something.
Okay.
And it was, you know, a bit wacky or whatever like that. Like, but I did quite enjoy it.
Yeah,
the whole Dash Dingo or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Homer's thing with the lobster was good.
Oh, yeah.
Pinchy, Mr. Pinchy.
Pinchy, yeah, that's season 10.
Yeah, so when Lisa cheats and she gets a really good grade, like, it kind of goes off the rails by the end where they have the whole phony assembly before the comptroller shows up.
They
get like the new computers. But the crux of my question would be, have you ever cheated in school?
I'm sure I have. I cheated in college.
Oh, did you get caught?
No.
Oh.
I had a very difficult subject, and I I wrote, this is on an exam, I can't remember which year it was, but I had, like, I needed all these equations, so I had them all, like, ripped out a tiny bit of paper, wrote the little equation on it, and then, like, I'd fold it up, put it in my pocket, whatever, and I'd be like, I have to go to the bathroom, whatever, so I go in, look at the equation, and then come back out and fill in the numbers or whatever like that. It actually worked great. And apart from that, in school, I say it worked out great, end of story, and I got my degree. But in school,
look at, you know, in school, mechanical engineer, electrical engineer, whatever you are.
Mechanical. Which is just used as a punchline now whenever I can't solve something. Sorry, aren't you an engineer? Technically, yes. But in school, apart from that time that I told you about the last time where the teacher threw out the thing in the bin and we went rooting in it, and
I tried
to do it up and failed miserably. But yeah, how about you?
I remember first year.
Oh, straight in there.
Yeah. Brian had, you know, we used to have to, like, write a postcard or whatever in Irish class.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it'd be like, you learn it off and you write it. Brian had the great idea to, he's like, I wrote it out
and
put it on the top of my bag. So it's like, when
so you'd be like that, just looking.
Yeah. So he got away with it. I obviously am way less subtle, and I was like, I had it there, and I was like,
what is that?
Yeah. Like, what are they right there? Miss Kelly came down.
Oh no.
I was like rooting to my bag, and I was like, she couldn't see it or whatever, and she was like, sorry, you were just like, you know,
oh, God.
And you were just acting. I think I was just a bit nervous, miss. She was like, okay, yeah. And then, like, I was doing the same thing again, like, finishing off. And she's like, sorry, I have to look again. And, like, this is, like, found it. And she's like, look at this. Yeah.
Nervous?
So, and she's like, I was just a bit nervous, miss. And then, like, I remember it later on or whatever. She's like, I have to say, like, I admire your, like, dedication to the
lie.
To the bit. Like, I was like,
for some reason, the only memory I have of you in school is at some stage, I don't even know how, because I don't even know where you're in the same class. Are you in Miss Ryan's Irish class?
No, I had Miss Kelly.
Was someone, or Miss Kelly? Yeah, Miss Kelly.
Yeah.
I was in Miss Kelly.
Oh, yes.
Ah, and I remember, that's how it was. Because I remember, because
cool customer was, I was.
She was telling some, like, lie or something, and you were like, do you want some waffles to go with those chips, miss? Or do you want some chips to go with those waffles, miss?
No. It was, do you want some sausages to go with those waffles?
That's the only thing. I remember it was.
So why would you have chips with waffles?
I don't know. I just figured you.
Carb on carb.
I don't know. That's my only memory of you in school.
You're like, I fucking hate that guy.
Fucking Terry Donner. He's so smug. I hate him.
Well,
look, I could talk for school all day.
I really could.
But
there's plenty of other Simpsons episodes as well. I'll list off a few of them that would be, I guess, you know, not required. Recommended reading.
Yeah.
Recommended viewing. I got here, let me see. We all mentioned the PTA disband, Lisa's substitute. One of the early ones, actually, Bart the Genius, when Bart pretends to be a genius and gets sent to, like, the really smart school. R squared plus D squared, RDRR. You know, remember that one?
Vaguely.
Somebody bought me a book on The Simpsons, Simpsons Guide to Maths.
Oh, yeah.
It's all based around math based jokes.
Sounds great.
Tough read. I gave it to Brian. there's one where, let's see, we already mentioned Bart gets an F.
Homer goes to college,
which we covered earlier on this season. A good one. Grade School Confidential and The Secret War of Lisa Simpson.
Yeah, cover those.
Yeah, well, we will cover them, but we've covered them there today as well. Just maybe one more that I think it's season 14, but I actually remember watching it and kind of liking it, is when Mrs. Krabappel gets nominated for, like, a teacher's award. And it's like she breaks up with Skinner or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
They go to Epcot Center or something like that. But I remember thinking it was okay.
I don't think I've seen it now, but I probably won't if it's season 14.
No, I'd say the ones we covered are the recommended viewing. Secret War, Lisa Simpson is such a great episode.
Yeah,
with Willem Dafoe as the Colonel. You're a girl.
All right. Let's go over this one more time just to make sure I understand the situation.
You're a girl.
Yes.
Oh, gosh darn it. I just don't understand the situation.
You're a girl?
All I want is a chance to prove myself.
In our 185 years, we have never had a female cadet. But that seems to be the way the wind is blowing these days. After all, we have female singers, female motorists. Welcome aboard.
I just don't understand the situation. He's like, that one always, well, whenever we had a sleepover. Lights out. Ow, lights on. Lights on. I guess we'll wrap it. We'll leave it there, so.
Yeah, some good ones there. This wouldn't be a mini-sode if we went on for any longer, frankly. But it was a fun one. I could chat about that all day.
Where can they find us, Andy?
They can find us on Facebook.
Can they?
I'm stealing your bits here. Put it in H Podcast. Instagram, I put it in H Podcast. Twitter, I put it in H Podcast.
Gmail, you can email us at putinhpodcast@gmail.com.
If you ask us a question, we will answer it.
Yes.
If you leave us a review, 5 stars only, or leave us a financial reward.
Oh, at paypal.me/putinhpod.
We will send you a sticker.
Yes.
So.
And.
How could you say no?
You know, if we get more 5-star reviews, we might put it on a t-shirt.
T-shirts are incoming.
5 stars only.
The best reviews. I was thinking we might actually do, this is probably something we could have talked about off mic, but I was thinking we should do like a fan of the month or some sort of
incentivize you little SOBs.
Yeah, you know? Give them something, you know? So
put in the
for advocates of the show. I got a couple of hot contenders already.
Send them the stuff. Yeah, like, you know.
Yeah, so we'll work on that, but
we got a big episode coming up soon.
Yes,
some irons are in the fire.
Yes,
put it that way.
Yes,
yes. So much look forward. It's something on the horizon that
something a little bit different next week. It'll be next week.
Next week.
When they're listening, it'll be the next one.
One of the next ones, anyway. But it's. It's going to be big.
Yeah. So check that out. And we'll thank you for listening. And boom.
Half eight. Oof.
When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says his school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
Hey, take it away. Get
so
ball and fight.
To your school. For football and track, I'm proud to wear it now when I cruise around the other parts of the town. I got my decal and badge, so be true to your school. On the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now. My girl will be working on her pom-poms now and she'll be yelling tonight. So be true to your school. Just like you do to your girl.
Is that one reason?
I don't know. I'd be a bird of prey.
Two. Okay. What would the third reason be that you would want to be a flying animal?
I'd love to fly.
Okay. And
some sort of eagle or hawk.
Okay.
A hawk.
Okay. And pick your favorite piece of clothing.
Right.
And tell me why. Three reasons why.
Favorite piece of clothing that I own?
Or favorite type of clothing, you know, yeah.
Tracksuit bottoms.
Why is that?
They're comfortable.
Uh-huh.
They're easy to get on.
Uh-huh.
They're easy to take off. I look cooler in them than I look in jeans.
Okay. So, the first thing, the first question I asked you is apparently how you see yourself.
Yes.
A scavenger.
Yeah. 100%.
I thought you were going to say because I'd like to be above everyone else.
Well, that too, sure. Yeah.
And the second thing is how people supposedly see you, or how you think they see you.
What does that mean then? How does that reflect on
you
me then?
Think people see you as comfortable?
Yeah, they certainly do. Yeah. Why would it? Yeah.
I said a bear for me. Cause,
why?
I like the outdoors.
Yeah.
I like fish. And I like to give people hugs.
Okay, yeah. Do you though, Terry?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you've been opening up a bit more. You've been opening up those arms a bit more the last few years.
Shut up. And then the other one I picked was my t-shirts. And it was like, because I have a lot of t-shirts that, like, if you get it,
yeah,
you're like, oh.
Yeah. It's almost like it's an opportunity to short circuit. Like a lot of the bullshit with other people, if someone gets it, you're like, oh, they're my kind of guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That almost verbatim what I said. Also, I have certain ones for whatever humor I'm in. Match my mood.
This is morning mist.
Exactly. And the other reason was, I said, showed off my arms.
Oh, yeah. Very impressive.
So Pilo was like, he's like, that's you 100% with the whole the t-shirt thing, right? Like, if he gets it.
Yeah.
And I remember I was wearing like a CM Punk t-shirt
in
Grangers one night. No, not Grangers, Brannigan's. It was David Egan, and some lock guy was like, yes, best in the world, great fucking t-shirt, man, great. And since I made it, lock, he was like, that's a fucking great, where'd you get that? I was like, oh, somebody got it for me as a present. He was like, it's a great fucking t-shirt, man. Made his night, it seems.
See,
so I like Tony's
The Perkis,
yeah,
Tony Perkis one.
Yeah.
Now, if you seen me walking down the street wearing this t-shirt, would you say, ah?
Yes. If I seen anybody wearing that t-shirt, I'd be like, I'd almost be like, hey.
I'll be honest, I had you and Andy in mind when I seen this online. I was looking at Curb like t-shirts or whatever, and I was just like, and I seen that, I was like, oh, that's like, it's not in your face, but it's
like,
you know.
A lot of the Curb ones I've looked at are like his face.
I'm not mad on that. Yeah.
Subtle.
Yeah, there's a few.
That's what, like, if you like, even if it's like Gary is good ones with that, where it might be like he was wearing a, what was the one? It's the Rick and Morty
Squanch or the Meeseeks or something like that?
No, it was the Park Anatomy Park. He had an Anatomy Park t-shirt. I was like,
great. Yeah. That only if you know it
and
well.
Like, I was wearing a Better Call Saul t-shirt. Nice. And like we were meeting Shane in the pub, and he was like, he's like, I feel so inferior to you guys. And I'm like, well, that's not the idea, but yeah.
Brilliant.
Are we ready to record, really?
Yeah, we've been recording this whole time.
Keep it in and double it. Yeah, stick it out at the end there.
I'll leave it to you.
Hello and welcome to Put It in H Minnesota.